Everybody, we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, due to production delays, Harrison Ford will be 79 years old when the Indiana Jones 5 comes out. That's going to be in 2021. They've been trying to do this for a long time now, and it hasn't even started yet. Mm-hmm. But he's bound to it. He's doing it.
Yeah.
He'll be almost 80 years old. So seriously, I think that they could put Betty White in as his love interest. Why not? Why not? And the ancient relic that they're looking for could be Indiana Jones at this point. Why not? 79 freaking years old. I mean, no big deal, but you remember when he started these movies, he was, you know, man, he was that young, virile, handsome indie. Yeah. And now I don't.
Cracking the whip?
Yes, I can't imagine. He's going to throw something out. He's going to, like, throw his shoulder out or something like that, cracking the whip now. Wow. But yeah, 2021, that'll be out, Mike. So mark your calendar.
You'll see. Hope we're here.
I know, exactly. If we are, you'll see it in like 2022 or 2023, maybe. Listen, people, everybody just sit while I tell you this one. George Clooney, he almost died. That's what they're saying. He almost died in an accident in Italy. A car pulled out in front of his scooter, because he's in Italy. He's on the scooter. He was thrown about 20 feet in the air. His helmet shattered when he hit the windshield of the other car. I mean, the whole thing sounds not fun, but he is okay.
All right.
The nurses all let him go. After.
Another sponge bath.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Hey, ladies.
This escalated quite a bit
in a short time
from he was in a little accident to he almost died.
I know. Well, being thrown, that's a pretty, you know, good distance to be tossed onto a windshield. And to have your own helmet just shatter. My God.
But thank God he had a helmet on.
Yes, exactly.
Now he's already back at work.
Exactly. Well, Mike, that's his beauty and his charm are still intact. It's okay. The helmet shattered, but his heart, it's fine.
Perfect.
And this is interesting. Now, we talked about it a couple of weeks ago. Weezer redid Toto's Africa. A little girl had kept, you know, on Twitter saying, I'd like you guys to do it. She loved Weezer.
Yeah.
Loved the song because of Stranger Things. They did it. Well, a website did a little bit of digging. There are about 41 different covers of Toto's Africa. I got to be honest. I listened to about 20 of them. They are all different. You're talking bluegrass. You're talking like techno.
Yep.
Big band, a cappella. They're really, really cool.
Heavy metal.
Yes.
Everybody's doing a cover now.
Yes, exactly.
Of this song.
We'll play a couple of those for you just a little later in this hour. But I like the bluegrass version a lot. And I'm not a big bluegrass fan, but I liked it a lot. Toto's Africa. Who knew? That is my painfully deep take for this hour.